It's time for the CMC Super Show.
CMC
Super Show.
CMC
Super Show.
CMC
Super Show.
CMC
Super Show.
CMC Super Show.
Good afternoon, Rhoda. It is 2:07 p.m. and I am Seaman Hepburn, a.k.a. YF Menace. And you heard that intro, so you know what time it is. CMC, how are you doing this afternoon?
Great, and nice to be back on air again.
Yes.
Hello, good afternoon, Rhoda family.
Yes, and of course, love was in the air this past weekend with all the various Valentine's Day events put on by our MWR team. So how did you end up celebrating?
Yeah, so I took the family and some friends to Marbella. Had a great time there, and we went to Puerto Banus, where there's a lot of exotic cars. I mean, my girls love seeing Lamborghinis, Ferraris, and some customized G-Wagon,
okay.
And then ended up going to a couple of restaurants out there. We enjoyed different, you know, atmosphere, different ambience, so we had a great time.
Okay. That's definitely a good thing. And then were you able to participate in the Valentine's Day Sweethearts 5K?
No, unfortunately, I was not able to participate. But for those that enjoy it, participated, they had a great time. And then we're probably going to ask a couple of our guests later on if they were able to attend. But everybody had a great time.
Alrighty. And then, of course, you did say that you were able to get out and just do other things. But did you have any other plans during the weekend?
Not this last weekend, aside from cleaning my house. That's a usual, you know, weekend chore. So all my three girls have their own tasking. So they check them out and I give them, if they complete their chores for the whole week, then I'll give them, $2. I'm pretty cheap.
That's definitely a start. And then, of course, we'd had a lot of visitors coming through Rhoda over the last few weeks. Unfortunately, they didn't get to see as much Spanish sun, but how was it having them here?
Great. We had MCPON and CNO, of course. And then before that, we have MNCC, Rear Admiral Brooks. And then we have Air Force Two-Star, Major General there that visited us. So we were able to take advantage of those high engagement, including CNIC Executive Director, and show him what Rhoda has to offer and what we need his advocacy for the community, not just for to support our mission and our supported command, but also what else do we need for the community as a whole.
Okay. And then what are some of the other things that were discussed the most that resonated with you the most?
Yeah, so CNO, with CNO's visit, we talked about a handful of things, but first that stood to my mind or remembered was when CNO asked sailors in the Spanish auditorium about, hey, how many of you knows that I am the CNO of Sailors First Initiative, right? And then there's only a handful of, you know, sailors that actually raise their hands. But I think it's that question is kind of like misunderstood, right? Mm-hmm. But I would say I can talk to the key aspect of the Sailors First Initiative. There's a handful of things there, at least six that I'm tracking. One of them, the CNO talked about housing reform. There's a major push to eliminate housing sailors leave on ships while in port. So we don't have a problem here in Rhoda. Because we definitely were able to entertain and house a lot of our sailors that lived on board ship, mm-hmm. right? Ships out of the five. But comparing us to a major fleet concentration area like Norfolk, San Diego, Yoko, mm-hmm. they have more problems when it comes to UH availability. We don't have that. We're managing it. And we also have some UH unaccompanied housing renovation happening. Currently, majority of them are on Camp Mitchell, and then some buildings on the main campus happening right now as far as, you know, window projects and a lot of improvement. And then the second thing you talked about is quality of life, making sure that we have upgraded facility, food facility, and then more options for food for better nutrition. And then infrastructure and technology, installing free Wi-Fi, which we do have. We started the free Wi-Fi February 1st, I believe.
Okay.
So we're just waiting on feedback there. And then I'm probably going to check it out sometime tomorrow as far as how good it is or whatnot. And then improving on base connectivity, right? So that's the third thing. And then the fourth thing, admin changes, simplifying the nav admin process and ensuring that accurate, timely pay. We're getting improvements on that aspect. And then the government shut down and kind of delay a whole lot of process again. So now we're back on making some progress there from 2 months to 2 weeks to 7 days. We're catching up. Okay. And then uniforms, his team is definitely reviewing uniforms requirements for better affordability and availability. And then the cultural shift that he talked about was rebranding the culture of excellence to total sailor fit to fight. So those are some of the initiative aimed to treat sailors as world-class athletes and warriors, addressing both professional and personal needs to maintain high readiness.
Okay.
And then, of course, there's CNO's Naval Warfighting Concept Version 1. It's on the high side. We're definitely still going to look at it and train our team. And then he already rolled out the Navy Fighting Instruction, which publicly available online. So definitely we're going to encourage everybody to take advantage of that and provide training and have a discussion with all our personnel.
Okay, that definitely sounds like a step in the right direction. Of course, we have a show that's packed with two sets of guests today, and with our Chief of Naval Operations stopping by this week, I'm reminded that the Navy's physical fitness program underwent some big changes recently. So, of course, here to talk about that are the Naval Station Rota Command fitness leaders, YNC Matthews and MAC Jones.
Good, thanks for having us.
Of course, of course.
All right, so welcome to CMC Super Show. So some things that I want you to let our listener know. Changes to the physical readiness program. But before we go deep dive on that, you know, MAC, what made you join the Navy? And how long you been in?
CMC, I've been in for about 13 and a half years now.
Okay.
And it all started physics class in at Appalachian State. I realized that I did not want to do science and math in pre-med the rest of my life. I was bored, and I decided to, I got up, walked out of class, and joined the Navy.
That's outstanding. And how long ago was it? 13 years ago, you said?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, how about you, YNC Matthews?
Yeah, so I've been in about 16 years almost. My journey to the Navy was I was living in Alabama, Huntsville, Alabama, working at Cheddar's, and I got fired. So I walked across the street to the recruiter's office once I finished that shift, and 2 months later I was in boot camp. So it was a very quick, you know, just needed something to do with my life.
That's awesome to know. 16
years later.
And just give you a context in this question. Usually in the past we've used this section as the five, what we call that?
It's usually like the five rapid fire questions to get
to get to know you and me and you, right? So, all right. So, second question for you, for both of you: hobbies. What do you like? What do you do while in Rota? What you guys been doing outside of work?
Well, the obvious answer is fitness. A lot of gym time, a lot of working out, but really taking advantage of all that Southern Spain has to offer. So a lot of hiking with the family. I like to see some of the small towns and the Puebla Blancas around here. And then also I'm a big motorcycle guy, so riding a lot of the trails around Southern Spain and in Portugal a lot. So that's how I spend a lot of my off time.
And I've seen you've been posting a handful of videos.
Yep.
On Facebook.
Yeah, have some fun out there with it.
Did you do any YouTube? Upload it on YouTube?
I'm lazy. So I got them on YouTube. I have a channel, but I haven't touched it. Yeah. Missed opportunity, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about you, Chief Matthews?
So I'm still in school right now, finishing my degree. So most of my time is spent once I get off doing homework. But when I'm not doing that, I usually grab my dog and we'll go like a good 4 or 5 mile walk, weather permitting. listen to a podcast and kind of just decompress from the day and then go back home, go to sleep, and do it all over again.
That's good. I mean, school is always cool, right? I remember doing that a few years back, so that's good.
Almost there. Almost
need
there
to start my master's.
Yeah. All right, family. MEC Jones.
Yeah, so my beautiful wife, Julia, and our now just freshly two-year-old daughter, Caroline. So it's been an absolute blast to see her run around, getting bigger and interacting a lot more with me.
That's good.
Yeah, my husband, Anthony, he's over on the Roosevelt, out doing God's work right now. So
and should be coming back here soon.
Probably getting extended again. We'll see.
Right, and then of course, you know, good segue to that. The last question for me is the what is the importance of good physical fitness program?
Really, I mean, it's the foundation of building blocks of any fighting force, a way to keep us it's the only tool in our bodies that we can control. We don't always get the best tools in the Navy, you know, military grade is military grade, right? But we can control ourselves, what we put into our bodies, how do we train our bodies up, and you can make a substantial change in the long term with some very small changes now, and I think the direction that SecWar is pushing is a net positive for the force, and hopefully people buy into it, and we have some individual improvement, which will result in an overall force improvement.
Yeah, I agree. I think that we're moving away from just how well you do on an event one time a year to an overall cycle of just continuous health, right? And I think it goes deeper than just like how physically fit you are. I think that your physical fitness plays a large role into your mental well-being, your resilience, all of that. So it's a whole aspect to create the whole sailor. Or warfighter, essentially.
Absolutely.
To make us, you know, better as a force overall.
And let me be clear. Before COVID, we do annual fitness tests twice a year anyway. So for those of you listening, you know, first command or, you know, just recently joined the Navy, it's not once a year. You know, it's always been twice a year since I've been in 27 years ago. So now we're going back to how it was with better. I think there's a few updates we're going to talk about later on after the music break, so stand by on that. Over to you, DJ.
Yes, of course. Now we know a little bit about you, but we'll get down to the more important things and talk about the new physical fitness program here in the Navy. Once again, it is me, Seaman Hepburn, a.k.a. YF Menace, and I am back with the CMC and our special guest.
All right, so now we're going to talk about the physical fitness program, latest and greatest. In front of me, I have the Naval Station Rota Command Fitness Leaders. We have MAC Jones and YNC Matthews. So let's talk about the new changes.
Yeah, CMC. So one of the big changes right off the rip is the going back to doing two cycles a year for the PRTs. So similar to pre-COVID for us old people, the cycle runs from 01 January to June 30th for cycle one. Cycle two is going to be July 1st through the end of the year. Every individual command is going to have their own set dates for the PRTs, and those should be released out on your 10-week notices. But the overall Navy cycles are, you know, cycle one, January 1st to June 30th, cycle two, July 1st to December 31st.
Okay, let's talk about the BCA measurement changes.
Yeah, so that's another one of the biggest changes is the BCA and how do we conduct and how do we get these calculations. So for the first time ever, every single sailor, regardless of sex, age, height, fitness level, will be taped. So it's going to be a two-step process where step one, everyone's height, weight, and waist measurement will be collected. And that waist measurement is going to be the umbilical or, you know, commonly referred to as the belly button. So a single site circumference around the belly button for both males and females. So it's sex neutral. And then those measurements will be used with some calculations to conduct your height to weight ratio, for step one, and then a body fat calculation based off of your height to weight difference and utilizing your weight in a chart. The same charts can be found in guide 4 of the OpNav instruction, which is all about BCAAs. So if you need anything about BCAAs, guide 4 is the place to go. And a great tool for that is the official Navy PRT or PFA app. Has all the updated guides as well as a calculator. So if you're one of those people who are unsure of where you stand with the new BCA, I highly recommend getting either courtesy from your command's ACFLs, just a spot check, a little test on see where you're at, or plug in your numbers in that app to find out where you stand.
All right, so question on that, do they have to do the BCA or get taped in every single cycle?
Yes. So every single cycle will be conducted. Your PAR-FQ will happen first, ensuring your PHA is up to date. So PHA, PAR-FQ, BCA, and then the PRT is your full PFA.
Okay. So now let's talk about exception updates. Is there any exemption to the new physical fitness program?
Yeah, so the high-performance BCA exception policy has changed a little bit. So now sailors who are not within BCA standards, they must score an outstanding low overall with excellent medium or higher in all three physical readiness categories to be eligible for the high-performance exception. It allows them to pass the overall PFA.
Okay, how about the failure updates?
Yeah, so now it's failure. So your first initial failure, you're not eligible for promotion or fropping for both enlisted and officers. And then you cannot fail more than 3 PRTs in a 4-year period. Once you do, if you fail 3 PRTs within a 4-year period, you'll be processed for administrative separation.
Okay, and then what if before January 1st this year, what if they have 3 or 2 PFA failures? Do they get reset and back to zero?
Yeah, so when considering like reenlistment, advancement, or promotion, anything prior to January 1st, 2026 has been reset. For, boards or other things, your PRT failures still count. But when it comes to what you're asking about for separation or anything like that, it's reset. So clean slate starting this next cycle will be the first initial in regards to that.
Okay, so let's go to the fun part. So how is Naval Station Rota getting fit?
All right, so along with SecWar and the new push and the new guidance, Naval Station Rota, our command, is conducting 1-hour PT at the department head discretion and down, so at not forcing command PT every day, but giving sailors and these departments, divisions, the time to work out during the workday. Not extending the workday more to accommodate, but giving guys time to PT during the workday. And then having ACFLs and other, this culture of fitness within divisions to keep track of each other and positive peer pressure in that time to encourage those to work out and to learn how to work out during these divisional PTs.
I'll add on top of that, so MWR has started every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, NOPS class in the morning from 07 to 08 at the base gym. It's a great class. It's a good workout. Highly recommend going and joining that one. And then on top of that, so, MWR has the fitness courses throughout the day. So depending on your shift work, if you're not able to maybe make it in the morning, there's many classes throughout the day, which a calendar can be found at the gym or online. And then there's also, if you like working out on your own, there's just the gym. And then there's also the outdoor center, which the waterfront outdoor center, which is a great facility to work out in.
Yeah, speaking of waterfront fitness center, anybody can access that as long as you have an unmanned access. So in order for you to get access to that, go to the gym, fitness center, get registered so you can actually utilize the waterfront fitness center. So now, there's a couple of Connex box over there, Beaver Fit, right?
Correct.
So now, in order for you to unlock it and get the code, you got to attend a class. And then there's some new programs initiative that I'm going to follow up with MWR too. The question during the ombudsman meeting, assembly meeting recently last week, is, hey, can spouses actually use that waterfront center? The answer is yes, right? But same access. Now, as far as, you know, unlocking and locking, it's more like a security concern, right? Accountability, but they can as well, as long as they attend a class or whatnot. So that's good news for Rhoda. What else? Can we talk about physical fitness?
Yeah, I'll just add that, you know, I think now we're moving into, with sailors moving into BBA, billet-based advancement, and the way that our promotions are moving, I think PRTs kind of matter more now than ever, right? It's no longer just a check in the box of putting a P in your eval. So now the requirements are to put what your score is. It's more transparent for kind of every angle of the promotion line. So I think that, you know, getting yourself out there and not just trying to get the bare minimum to pass is probably a good direction to move in for most people who are looking to promote.
Yeah, and it's changing the culture, right? Because I remember a few years back, you know, it's like, oh, we're, if you ask, you know, any Marines, you know, what's your score or PFA score, they will remember the maximum score, but they will not remember the minimum, right? So now, if you ask sailors, unfortunately for us, a lot of our sailors, junior guys specific, they try to meet the minimum so they don't fail, right? So I think there's a big change, a cultural shift when it comes to fitness, specifically to the U.S. Navy, which is we're heading to the right direction. So I totally agree to the changes that's happening right now. Other than that, last info for Chief Jones.
Really, I mean, just highly encourage, you know, taking the opportunity as a leader and as a frontline supervisor and these guys at command levels to fully buy into these new principles, buy into fitness, show it, incentivize it, you know, make it reflect the goals they're trying to reach. We need more fit sailors, fit sword people ready to fight. If we as leaders take it serious and get after it and lead by example, if we have chiefs and officers running the PRT and getting high scores, you expect our junior guys are going to do the same. You know, so it's a chance we actually get to lead from the front. So challenge your young guys, go out there and beat them. You know, be faster than them, be stronger than them. Run little competitions in your division. You know, have a good time with it. Build the culture of excellence the fun way.
Yeah, I'll say every member of Team Rhoda needs to stay fit. Work as a team to help each other do the same. Hold each other accountable because we all share the same warrior ethos.
Awesome. So thank you to both of you for being our guests this afternoon. Over to you.
Yes, again, thank you so much to our Naval Station Rhoda Command Fitness leaders for stopping by and helping us be physically prepared. After the break, we will have a couple of experts who are helping you get spiritually prepared. So, of course, stay tuned. Once again, it is me, Seaman Hepburn, a.k.a. YF Menace, here for the CMC Super Show. So, of course, in addition to being physically and mentally prepared and ready for the mission, we have to be spiritually attuned as well, and we have some great guests to talk to the CMC about that. Welcome aboard CMC Super Show, RP2 Nannery, and Commander Parks.
Hey, welcome aboard, Chaps, and RP2.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Yes, great to be here.
All right, so now usually we do a segment called Take Five.
Yes, there we go.
CMC, so it's really a chance to get to know you more, and not just me as CMC, but also to our listeners listening in right now in Rhoda. So, Chaps, first off, journey to becoming a Navy chaplain and to Rhoda.
Well, I've had about 15 years of experience in the ministry and serving people all over the world, traveling the world, and 9/11 happened and really impacted our church as it did everybody else, impacted our heart, and I just really have always loved our military, and I just prayed and was seeking, you know, guidance as to what I could do. Never did I dream it would be joining the Navy at 35 years young. But that door swung wide open and allowed me to come in for the last 22 years and serve our greatest American assets, those who serve in the military and the armed forces. It's been a privilege. I love it. I enjoy it. I'm still having fun. Lost a lot of hair, but I've gained a lot of wisdom, and I'm having a lot of fun doing it. So I'm excited about being here in Rota.
And also, just for everybody to know, fun fact, you know, Chaps, he came from, before Rota, he was on board USS Essex.
That's correct?
Correct,
yes.
That's my second ship in the Navy about 20-something years ago. So, all right. Now, RP2, welcome aboard.
Thank you, CMC. Glad to be here.
So, when did you join the Navy?
So, I joined the Navy June 16, 2022. So, coming up on 4 years. Before this, I was in Yokosuka, Japan, serving on the USS George Washington. And now I've been here in Rota, Spain for about a month and a half. So
how do you like Rota so far?
I love it. I speak a little bit of Spanish because I'm half Colombian, so it works out in my favor. It's great. The people are great. Everybody's nice, welcoming. It's great overall.
And you don't have any family?
I do not.
Okay, of course, Chaps.
Yes, I do. Lovely wife, Sharon, who is my best half.
You're commander-in-chief, I would say, right?
The commander.
All right, let's talk about the importance of spirituality in your daily lives.
Absolutely. You know, it's one of the many important things, pillars, that keeps our foundation. It's a foundation for sure, but it keeps our building standing. Spirituality shapes your worldview. It allows you to dream and hope and stay committed to a cause and to the cause. Without it, with a broken spirit or a broken worldview, it can devastate certain people. But the thing that we deal in is hope, and hope is definitely needed. Sometimes situations, they look hopeless. Sometimes communities look hopeless. Life sometimes can get that way. We've all been there, but hope comes from deep within, and it does come from others as well. So a community of faith is always helpful. There's things that you can do to supplement and help and encourage your faith. But spirituality, everyone has it. Everyone expresses it differently, but everyone has it, and it's what keeps us grounded.
Okay, so that's good to hear. Also, we're going to be losing our old commander, senior chaplain, Commander Story. But we're gaining definitely a new senior chaplain, you, sir. And then let us know, what is your vision, especially for the listeners, what is your vision as the new senior chaplain in Rota?
Well, one of our four pillars, care, facilitate, provide, and advise, the big one that encompasses everybody is care. I've always lived by that adage that says people really don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And when they start seeing that is a priority in our, you know, in my world, to make my team and encourage my team, empower my team and myself to really care and look at the needs of every individual, no matter what they aspire to, what they believe, whatever their creed, whatever they believe in. It does matter that they believe in something, but I first and foremost and ultimately care. So I want to do a ministry here for the next 3 years to find and identify the things that matter the most to people and be able to provide that in every facet, every way, every capacity. We care.
Of course, the busy season of the chapel is coming up soon with Semana Santa and Easter, but the chapel serves all types of denominations and provides other services too.
Okay, so let's talk about religious services across denomination.
Yeah, so we offer, along with Protestant and Catholic, we also offer Jewish. We have a Jewish lay leader. And we have a Jewish chapel, a set from the big chapel. And then we also have Muslim gear and stuff like that. So if you need anything like that, come over to the chapel and we'll help you out with that. And then, yeah, for Catholic, we do Catholic Mass Monday through Thursday at noon in the small capilla. It's right next to the chapel. And then Sunday, we do it at 09:45 in the big chapel. And then Protestant Sunday, we do that at 11:45 in the big chapel.
Okay, other than religious services, how about counseling?
Counseling is a unique forte in the chaplain and RP. We both share the same confidentiality. So that literally means confidentiality for the chaplain. Chaplain is the only person, the only community that has complete 100% confidentiality, meaning whatever you tell a chaplain or an RP, it remains with us. And it cannot be divulged to anyone else. It can't be subpoenaed. It can't be required. It can't. We will not divulge that information. And that's good for a variety of reasons. One, it builds trust, and it's a great relief for anyone that has a burden and wants to get some guidance or resourcing to be able to find answers that they need or explore different options and possibilities without having the stress or pressure of being found out.
That's good to know. Now, let's talk about Credo. I know our Credo director recently reported a few months ago. RP2, what is the Credo program? And so, what services and events does it provide?
So Credo, Chaplains Religious Enrichment Development Operation. So what is the program? So we provide events basically to promote personal growth, spiritual resilience for active duty and their families. Some of the events that we provide are marriage enrichment retreats, which we just have. We have one upcoming, as well as family and personal self retreats. So yes, we do have Angel. He's our new Credo director. So any questions you have about Credo, please come to the chapel and talk to Angel, and he will help you out with all that.
And then upcoming events, Chaps?
Well, we have a really big one coming up. Several really big ones for the Christian communities. Ash Wednesday is tomorrow. And so for all of the Catholics that desire to participate with the imposition of ashes, there is a mass at receiving the ashes at noon tomorrow at the chapel, and then for the Protestants at 1600 at the chapel. But beyond that, it goes into several weeks for the Christians of being able to go through abstinence and a journey, a pilgrimage, a journey all the way up until Palm Sunday and Easter and the Holy Week that precedes April 5th. April 5th is our Easter service.
Okay, and then Semana Santa.
Yes.
Yep, same.
Yes,
yep. Okay, Naval Station Rota is committed to supporting the religious and spiritual needs of you and your families.
Of course. Thank you to our amazing religious leadership for coming by today and fair winds and following seas to Chaplain Story. But now I think CMC has a few updates for the community.
All right, so first, thank you, Chaps and RP2, for joining us this afternoon. Just a couple of quick announcements here, community updates. Fleet and Family Support Centers, Mind, Body, Mental Fitness, Kraken Games are returning. I love that event, right? So for those of you that were not able to partake last time, so it's coming back again on high demand this Friday, February 20th, with Session 1 from 09 to 1200, and Session 2 will be from 1300 to 1600. So everybody, every wanted to feel like you were living in a Squid Games, while also learning more about yourself and your mental health, well then come on out to Kraken Games. Make sure you guys register and sign up.
Yes, so of course, thank you to our Command Fitness leaders and chaplains for coming on the show to discuss how you can stay physically and spiritually fit. And then, of course, remember that you can listen to the CMC Super Show anytime now by using your favorite podcast platform, including Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, and Amazon Music.